morning. This is the Finger Lakes Agriculture Report. I'm Judy Wright with Cornell Cooperative Extension, your local connection to Cornell University. Many of us are old enough to remember in 1990 when former President Bush announced he would never eat broccoli again. Well, broccoli is native to the Mediterranean region and was grown by the ancient Romans. It was introduced into England around 1720 and later became grown commercially in California, where about 90% of the crop is produced each year. The Northeast is making strides towards growing this high-value crop. Several factors come into play when growing broccoli in the Northeast, as it is a cool season crop. Broccoli is commonly planted in the spring with harvest in July, and a second planting is possible late summer with fall harvest. But why is it that some people really dislike broccoli? It turns out broccoli produces a chemical compound as a natural defense against insect pests. This distaste for broccoli was studied and found that 70% of those participating tasted bitterness but was not objectionable. Yet another 20% tasting the same broccoli found the taste so bitter they avoid eating it. This taste preference has been linked to one's genetics and is not simply being a picky eater. As we continue our efforts to eat local, many are looking for local broccoli. Yet growing quality broccoli that does not travel from California has some challenges. Weather variability, specifically temperature, is currently a major hurdle to growing more broccoli in the Northeast. Since 2010, the Eastern Broccoli Project has been underway to develop varieties specifically for our eastern growing conditions. One of the challenges is the varieties currently developed for the East Coast look different from California-grown broccoli, which local retail buyers use as the industry standard. Eastern varieties are lighter in color and have larger flower buds that makes it look different. A survey found that Eastern varieties need to look similar to Western varieties in order to have widespread grocery market appeal. However, there's increasing interest in selling locally produced Eastern broccoli varieties in natural and local food stores, along with farmers markets. Remember, when buying and eating locally grown foods, you are helping sustain the local economy and reducing the carbon footprint when food, in this case broccoli, is shipped from across the country. This has been the Finger Lakes Agriculture Report. I'm Judy Wright with Cornell Cooperative Extension, and on behalf of this radio station and the Cornell Cooperative Extension System, I hope you've learned a little bit more about agriculture in the Finger Lakes.